Okay, we are starting at the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Beis. We said this yesterday, but just to start again. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Mechabdi Lo Bedarch, By Drachim Velo Beksharim Velo Biyadai Mezuamos. Three times where you don't give honor to people. Number one, you don't give honor to people when you're on the way. Rashi says, Hochi Drachim Lo Mar Lagadol Himenu Lech Lefanai. Walk in front of me. It's not a time to give honor. Below big charm and not on bridges. It's dangerous. Below be a dime mezuamos and not with dirty hands, which would seem to be an affront to what just happened in the story that we just read beforehand, which is about the Mayim Achronim. Remember that Rabbi Chiyo was trying to say to Rav that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was not trying to make fun of him or to degrade him by telling him his hands were dirty, but he was trying to honor him by giving him. Mayim Achronim. So that would seem to be against this, but it could be other ways of understanding it. Ravin Vabaye have a be'orcha kadame chamre deravin l'dabaye. So Ravin and Abaye were both going on the way, and Abaye's donkey went in front of Ravin. Presumably Abaye was a greater scholar than Ravin. He didn't say, go in front of me, master. Amar mi desalik haimir abana mi marava gamle gas le date. They said about the Ravin that when he came over from Eretz Yisrael, he thinks he was haughty. He had sort of gotten a complex about himself. So kimatz lepischa de kenishta, when they got to the shul, so amar le neil mar, go in front of me, my master. Right, you go in first. So Amalev Yad Hashalav Marana, am I not your master from beforehand? Why didn't you tell me to go in front of you when we were on the way? So Amalehach Amarabi Yochanan Emchavn Lo Pesach Sheish Lo Ein Mechavdin El Pesach Sheish Bamziza. You only give kavod to someone at the entrance where there is a mezuzah. I thought he was going to quote what we just said. Tana Rabbanan Ein Mechavn Lo Bedrachim, but he doesn't say that. It's about the same thing that you don't give honor unless. It's in front of a mezuzah.
You need to go to the bathroom. Get in there, don't.
Maybe, yeah.
Don't let somebody in the head.
So it's actually machlokas because the Gemara doesn't say. Wait a second. You just came to a shul. So to isba mezuzah in the leis mezuzah low elamei atves kanes ves hamedrash the leis mezuzah. Halacha tells us in other places that a shul and maybe a ves hamedrash what doesn't need a mezuzah. Right. This is the. One of those interesting, ironic Korach questions that we actually paskin like. If a room is full of Torahs, Sifrei Torah, do we need a mezuzah? The truth is, if no one's living in the room, so then you don't need it. So here too, the Gemara tells us that a shul doesn't need a mezuzah because no one lives in the shul. Achlok gets exactly how to apply that, and we still do it l'chumra, but. Here it's saying that you gave us a story about him being mechabit him in front of mezuzah, but he's going to a shul and he's not going to a house. So hachanami de'en mechabdin. So el em of pesach hara'u lemezuzah. We're not talking about a literal place where you have a mezuzah, but rather an opening where you could put a mezuzah. Okay, and that's when he was mechabit him. Am Rav Yehuda b'rei d'Rav Shmo bar Shilas mishbei d'Rav ein hamasubin reshayin lachol klumat sheyitom abotzeah. The people eating are not allowed to, the people around the table aren't allowed to eat from the food until the person that actually breaks the bread, makes the bracha makes the motzi, unless he eats already, unless he tastes already. Yes, Rav Safra kamar litom. Rav Safra says, no, it doesn't mean that you don't have to wait until he eats, you have to wait until he tastes. So it's more than I have kamina. So what does it make a difference if I say taste or eat? So he says, naf kamina, shechayev. Lo Adam Lomar Blashan Rabbo. You have to say it like your Rebbe said it. There's no nafka mina. There's no literal halachic ramification. But what comes out of it is that you have to say things the way that your Rebbe said. That's how important it is. Even if it makes no difference, you have to make sure that you say it the way, presumably because you don't know if it makes a difference. That's what I would think. Right? You think you mean in your understanding, it doesn't mean, I can say it like this, I can say it like that. But really, you just don't know why your Rebbe said it the way he did. Always have to make sure you're saying things correctly. So Tana Rabbanan, Shnaim Mamtinin Zela Zebekara. So if you have two people eating from the same dish, So then you each other have to wait for each other to start eating. So shlosha emamtin. But if you're three people, you do not have to wait. So what's the point of the two people waiting? They don't have an idea.
I'm not really sure. That if two people are eating from a common platter and one of them makes a short interruption, like to drink something, the other also has to stop until they're ready to resume eating. That's what it says here.
I'm looking more for a reason. When I read it, I didn't know, and I meant to look it up. But either way, so then shlosha, but if you have three people, so they can start eating whenever they want. And then you can continue, they can still be, having mezuzah together. Habotzeh u'poshet yado tzchila. The person that breaks the bread, he says, Hamotzi, should be the one to eat first. V'im ba'al achlo kavod l'rabba. But if you wanted to give the kibbut to your Rebbe, o l'mi shegad l'ebeno, to someone else who's greater, hashas piyado, you can let somebody else take first. I don't know exactly what that means, because you have a hefsek and there are issues there, but presumably it's saying here, not a big of an issue. But, story time. Rabba Bar Chana Hava Asik Leila Braid Bei Rabbi Shmuel. He was getting ready for his wedding with his son in the house of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Katina. So Kadam Vyasif, he was a little early. He said, let's sit down with Kamas Nile. He gave a little shear to his son, Lebray. En Havotse Rasha Livsoa Ashiyichle Amen Mi Pia Onim. You cannot start to eat the bread after you said a bracha hamotzi until everybody's finished saying amen. Because Rashi tells us a very interesting way, according to Rashi, Ashlich amen min pi ha'onim, amen achar berchas hamotzi de'af hanias amen min habracha hi. Because the word amen is part of the bracha. Very interesting. It has nothing to do with hefsek, or it has nothing to do with eating something too quickly. It has to do with the fact that you haven't said the bracha yet, and the amen is part of the bracha. Rav Chista amar mipnei rov ha'onim. Rav Chista says, no, you don't have to wait until everybody says amen. You have to wait until most people say amen. So Amar Rav Barchama, Maishna ruba dakasi l'kali bracha. If when most people say amen, it hasn't yet finished. You haven't yet finished the bracha when they haven't said amen. So miyutanami l'cholia bracha. Those are the people that are remaining. The other minorities still haven't said a bracha. So what does it mean? What does it matter if it's most or all? So it should just be all. So amalei shani omer shani omer kol ha'ona miyosu midai eno elatoa. Someone who says the word amen, he's dragging it out too long. So that is a mistake. And therefore, I want to make sure that if most people are saying, I've already finished amen, we're not going to wait and sit around for everybody else. They should be saying amen quicker. It's like one of those interesting things where it's not necessarily the case that the people that are last are going to say amen last, or they're going to be saying amen too long. Usually, just that the other people said amen very quickly.
It's unison.
Yeah. I mean, it would be very difficult to sort of split hairs on this one. But there's always going to be someone who's last when they say amen on a technical level. So you could always find that millisecond, like Bilam, the little split second that you could chop a right. But either way, so that's the halacha. We've learned the following Gemara before in our shir about saying Amen on Shabbos afternoon. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Onim Lo Amen Chatufav Lo Amen Chatufav Lo Amen Yesoma. So what do these things mean? So you can't say these three types of Amens. Rashi says Chatuf means Shekoren Es Ha'alef B'Chataf V'Lo B'Pasach. Meaning you're saying v'omer amen v'hutzarech lomar amen. That's interesting. In Rashi it says with no nekudo, so what does it matter? But presumably it means you're mispronouncing the word amen. Ketufa means shemechaser kriyas hanun sheinu motziyo bepesh etein ikeres. So the first one is that you messed up with the aleph. The second one is you messed up with the you didn't say the nun. And yesoma is shlosh shama bracha. He didn't hear the bracha. Rashi brings up the obvious question. Wait a second, don't you know the Gemara in Sukkah and Aleph? So Rashi preempts it and says, what does the Gemara tell us in Sukkah? That in Alexandria, they had a shul that's so big, they had to use, handkerchiefs or flags,
yeah.
Right? That when the person finished the bracha, they would signal to the rest of the people to say amen. So there you go. That's an Amen Yisoma. They said Amen to a bracha they didn't hear. Says Rashi, what you would expect. No, it's not true, because obviously they know what bracha is being said. They just can't hear it. That's the difference. When an Amen Yisoma, it's a big nafkamina. An Amen Yisoma means you do not know what bracha it was, which is a big nafkamina. Maybe you would come to a situation, oh, I didn't hear the bracha, I can't say Amen. But do you know what they're up to? If you know what they're up to, then it would be okay to say Amen. You hear everybody else saying Amen.
I think I also read somewhere that by the shul in Alexandria, the reason it was permitted was because there was at least a minyan that could actually hear.
If you're saying that the din of Amen Yisoma is a din in the Tzibor?
Yeah.
Well, that's the bigger chiddush of your statement. Not that there are 10 people that could hear, but that an individual doesn't need to worry about Amen Yisoma when everybody else is... Uh-huh. I think Tosa says something else. What did he say? That was Tosa. What does Rashi say? They say the same thing. So why does Tosa say this? Sounds to me like Rashi Tosa is saying the same thing. Oh, that's right. They're answering Amen after everybody else, which is a little different than what Rashi said. Okay. Either way, so the Gemara says, so those are the three types of Amen that are problematic. So Omer Kol Amen Yisoma, so it's fine. Benazi Omer Kol Amen Yisoma, you banav Yisomen. If anyone says a bracha to anyone says Amen to a bracha they did not hear, or they do not know what they said, according to Rashi Tosfos, so then their children will become Yisomen. Chatufa Yischatfu Yamav, Ketufa Yischatfu Yamav. What are the difference between Yischatfu Yamav and Yischatfu Yamav? Not really sure. They'll be abbreviated, they'll be truncated, I don't know. And anyone who says Amen longer, so then it's going to lengthen your days, which presumably is against the Gemara we just said.
Yeah, I was just going right? to say.
So obviously there's some middle ground there.
You don't have to wait for that one.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it says. That's exactly what it said before. Rashi, Tosa says, Levash lo yarech yoser, we die. Right? Tosa says, obviously, don't go too long. You can go a little long. V'tam alufisha en kriyas ha-tevas kimashma'ak shehu marach yosu midai maskarna demos de'en ha-batzer ha-shal v'tzoha ha-shiyach ha-amin v'pirov ha-onim. We do paskin like the Gemara before, according to Tosfos, that you're supposed to only wait for the people that say an amen at the normal amount of time and not the people that are dragging it on. Tosfos says, don't drag it on too long. So Rabbi Shmuel... Rav Shmuel have a yes b'sidasa. Asa Rav Shimi Barachia have a kamasari v'achil. Rav Shimi Barachia came when Rav and Shmuel were sitting down at the table, and he started, eating very quickly. So Amli Rav, ma datach? What are you thinking? Let's do ba'adanan achilan achilan olan. But you're going to try to join in and make a zimun with us? We already finished eating. Has ever happened to somebody? We weren't eating together, right? You know, we're already finished eating. We can't finish together. So apparently, it's a misnomer. Amar le Shmuel, elu ilu maisilia ardilia veguzlia laaba milo achlinan. If I would give you more food, would you keep eating? What are the examples of the food that they said?
Mushrooms and young pigeons.
You eat a whole pigeon? Maybe they didn't have enough food to eat before.
Probably delicacies.
Yeah, something. So the Gemara says that as long as somebody else is willing to still eat, not if they're literally eating, but if they're willing to still eat, so then that's good enough to continue to use this third person in a zimun, even if you haven't eaten at the same time.
So what would, if they thought that they were ready to bench and someone brought these other foods, wouldn't they have to make a new bracha?
In other words, based on the Gemara's we saw earlier.
Yeah.
No, so we pass them in the end of the day that we don't do like that. If you did my achronim, so then you're right.
They're sitting there. They're ready to bench. We're ready to bench.
I'm saying you have to have some kind of other signifier. Either they did my achronim, or they said shiramalos or something like that, or al naros bavel during the weekday. So if that was the case, so then yeah, you might be right. But here we're talking about a situation where they haven't done anything. So Tamidi de Rav Havliyasi Sudas al Rav Acha Amri al Rav Acha. Rav Acha came in. Amri Asagav Rabba de Marachlam. So Rav Acha's here, he can say Hamotzi for us. So Amr Lumi is Virus Misa Pirkas Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's gotta eat something also. So also Gavra Rabba de Marachlan, you have a great person that can now bench for us. Amr Lahu Misa Visu de Gadu Mivarak Ikar. It's not the greatest person in the Suda, at the Suda, but it's the main person in the Suda. You know, the purpose for the Suda, I guess. Rashi says, Echad me'osan shayi b'tzchilas ha'aseba. Ikar Suda here means someone from the beginning. From the foundations. He was part of the founders of this meal. So v'hilch z'gadam v'varech ha'afakav ta'asa levasov. The halacha is, like they said to him, like the Tamidim of Rav said, Tervach, that the greatest person at the table should bench. So achal demai, we had said in the Mishnah that if someone eats demai, so you can still be part of a zimun. So say, wait a second, achal demai, halo chazile. He can only eat demai, so maybe it's inappropriate for him to bench. So they said, no, because demai is when you don't know if it was taken meiser from it or not. So the Gemara says, kevin di bay mifkar lehun lanachase paviani v'chazile. Because this person, in a very technical sense, a theoretical sense, could be mafkir all of his stuff, and therefore he's going to be poor. And a poor person is allowed to eat demai. Interesting
so
strategy.
Is that a practical suggestion, I hope?
No, it's not practical. It's just the fact that he could potentially make this food befitting him. Therefore, it's not completely... B'dievet is not completely off bound, out of bounds or off limits. It's not ma'achlinas haniyim demai v'esach sanya demai. You can give food, you can give demai to poor people, and you give demai to guests. Rashi says, "Chayal shemelach, they're soldiers. Shemato bnei ilas onam b'shuva milchamto barahim kaniyim lefishahim shalom komam. They're guests because they're not in their regular places because they're soldiers. So b'shamai v'amar of Huna Tana b'shamai omrin ein ma'achilin asaniyim v'esach sani demai." And he disagrees. But technically, that's how we pass them because.
But we're passing like Beisilah.
We're passing, well, I don't know if it's Beisilah, but the first opinion, yeah. That you could potentially become poor, and therefore this food is relevant to you that you can become part of the Zimun. So, Masarishan, Nitzel Trumaso. So, Pshita, of course, if Masarishan was already taken Truma from it, so then it's okay. So, what does it mean that you can make a Zimun? What's the Havim that you couldn't make a Zimun? So, Pshita, Lot Sricha, Ela Shehikdimu Beshibalim. That the Levi had gone and already taken before the Truma was taken from it. So maybe you would think, you hadn't taken Truma Gedola yet. So then you do not have to take Truma from that piece. So even if he preempted the truma for being taken from this wheat stalk, it would still be okay to use that as part of a meal, and that's the chiddush that we paskin, like Rabbi Abo, quoting Rish Lakish. So Amar Rabbi Papa Labai Ihachi Afil Hikdim Bichri. So why are we limiting it to only when he takes it off the stalk? Take it from the pile also. If you're going to tell me that it's preemptive to the truma. So then, why are you limiting it to that situation where it's in the field? So Nami Amarle Alecha Amarkra Mikol Masros Sechem Tarimu Umara Isa Hai Itgan VaHai Lo Itgan. So what's the difference from all of your meisers? Take truma. So one is a situation where it was piled up, I guess. Mishashin is Marech Bechrid Nasa Dagan. Once it's grain and once it's not grain. Once it's grain, it's considered to be a separate entity or sort of like a. Already ripe for taking truma, more so than when it was a stalk of wheat. That's how he darshan the pasuk. So, Master Shane of Hektish, Nifter Shpita, Hafa Maeskin, Kagon Shanasan, Sakar Lonas, and Sakhomesh, when you were poda the Master Shani, so you have to pay Karen and Chomesh, you have to pay an extra fifth to make up for not bringing it to the base of Migdash. So, here it's when you pay the principal, but not the fifth. Bakmash one to Ein Chomesh, Ma'akev, that. When it comes to the extra fifth, it's not ma'akev the bracha. It's not ma'akev the permissibility of eating that food, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah here. That if you eat Masa Sheni and Hektish that wasn't podet, that you that were not niftu, so then you do not have to hold back. You can be part of the zimun. Okay, we'll continue after. Go ahead. All right.